Because I can push a button, that's why. Alright, here we go. Pasuk Chav. So Rivka said to Eliezer, Gam Tevin, Gam Mispoy Rav Imanu, there is straw, there is Mispoy. What is Mispoy? Okay, I don't know, what is Mispoy? There is straw and there is Mispoy. Rav Imanu, we have a Rav. We have here at home, in Aram Naharaim, we have our own rabbi. There's a Rav Imanu. There's a rabbi with us. Yeshli, Esav said to Yaakov, Yeshli Rav. I also have a rabbi. Yeshli Rav. You know the mice with Cardinal O'Connor? Remember him? Remember back in the day, Cardinal O'Connor? Moshe Sher once walked into the room and Cardinal O'Connor came over to him and kissed him. So all the bishops and all the galochim, they look at, they're jealous. The cardinal, he never kisses any of them. And here he goes and he kisses Moshe Scherer. So he looks around and he sees they're all looking, they're all so jealous. So he says, what do you want from me? He's my rabbi. It's a gewaltige story. Okay. We have a place where you can sleep. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi pasuk chafei. Rashi chafei misboy. Okay, so I asked you, what's the chilik between the word teven and misboy? So Rashi comes to answer the question, misboy kol machal hagamalim kari misboy. Food for camels. Camel food. You know, they're cigarettes, camel cigarettes. Okay, misboy is the camel cigarettes. Mispo is machal hagemalim kodim mispo kugoin eitza usa'oidim. What is eitza? I don't know what that word is. Kugoin eitza usa'oidim, barley. And what is eitza? I have here the other Rashi elucidated. Let's see how they tie to the eitza. We have here Rashivo here in the back over here. He's listening in. You know, I don't want to say anything. I have a curse there. He'll throw me out. Okay. Okay, let's see. Gam Mispo Rashi over here says Eitza Pasuk of Hey Mispo Komachal Kagwal Kodi Mispo Kugoin Eitza Otso. Otso. See, there's a steer in the Rashis. Over here in the art scroll Unkelis, it says Eitza, and in the art scroll elucidated, it says Otso. And the taich of otza is straw, bean straw. I never knew that. Bean straw. I don't know anything. Eitz, wood. Bean, all from beans. What's that? Beans? Okay, over here, there's any elaboration? No elaboration. Okay, otza, usa'oire, oisarim, bean straw, and barley. Targum. What is the targum of Mechadish of Pasuk Chafei? Pasuk Hafei, it says, there's two unusual words here. Va'amoras le gam tivna, there's true gam kisisa. Kisisa, okay, I don't know, that's what mispo. Sagi imono is in abundance with us. Af asar koshar, nochamal. The same thing he does again over here, he calls the mokom. He does not just translate the word mokom as asar. The Targum says it's an asar koshar. It's a kosher place. And then it says limvos. Lalun means limvos. So that appears to be an unusual word. Limvos. Okay, so limvos means, literally means overnight. Okay, 26. Rashi, a little bit over here from the Targum over here, he writes over in the art scroll, one night. Rivka, the lalun means many nights. Unkelis does not distinguish between these Hebrew forms and renders both of them limvos, to stay overnight. Okay, so this is exactly the point. As we always suggest here, that the Rashi, this is mamsh, a home run here. And let's see, limvos. Wait, where's that Rashi? Okay, Gam, I thought there was a Rashi on this. Where's the Rashi he's referring to? One moment. To spend the night, when I brief responded, Lolun, where is this Rashi? To verse 23. 23. Is there a place for us? So you have to go back to Rashi. Go back to Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Rashi Chav Gimel, he says, Lolin, Lina Achas is Lin, Shem Davar, Vihi Amra. So Rashi in Pasuk Chav Gimel tells us what it says in Pasuk Chav Hei. Rashi over here in Pasuk Chav Gimel is telling us the Pshat in Pasuk Chav Hei. She responded, Gamma Koim Lolun. And Rashi says, Kama Linois, many nights. Eliezer only asked to stay over one night, and she said you can stay here many nights. So over here, what appears to be a machloikis, Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi is coming, why did Rashi make that comment in the Pasuk of Gimel? Because Rashi is coming to disagree with Unkelus. Unkelus says, lolun, it means lim vos. Now, I don't know all the fancy translations of these words in Aramaic, but I trust what it says over here. The word limvos means you can stay for one night. Why do Rashi and Pasuk of Gimel make this comment? Clearly, Rashi is coming to comment on the unusual nuances of Unkelus to either support, disagree, or comment. And Rashi here appears to clearly disagree. There appears to be a machlokes, Unkelus and Rashi. When Rivka responded, did she say to Eliezer, you can stay for one night? Or did she tell Eliezer that you can stay for many nights? I think we're all familiar. Yeah.
Why you return to that pasuk?
Because there's no comment in Pasuk of Hey. In Pasuk of Hey, it says, Gam Mokoim Lalun. Rashi is silent. But yet Rashi, back to Pasuk.
But we passed that yesterday evening.
Right. So right now we're doing the Pasuk of Hey. And the Pasuk of Hey, she responds. Rivka responds. Now tell me love, Gam Tevin, Gam Mispoi Ravi Manu, Gam Mokoim Lolun. There is a place Lolun. So Rashi in Pasuk of Gimel explains that the translation of the word Lolun means you can stay here many nights. And Chav Gimel is where Eliezer asks her, is there a place for me to stay for one night? So in Pasuk of Gimel, Rashi notes that she asked for he asked her for lolin, and she later in Pasuk of Hei responded lolun. You see in Pasuk of Gimel, the very last word. So Rashi there said he asked for lolin, and she said lolun. What's the chilik between lolin and lolun? So Rashi says, Lolin is one night, and Lolun is many nights. She was generous. She gave more than what he asked for. This appears to be in disagreement with Unkelus. Because Unkelus in Pasuk of Hei, when it says the word Lolun, he translates it to mean limvos. And according to the art scroll, the word limvos means one night. There's another Aramaic word that would indicate multiple nights. So here you have it. Rashi is coming to disagree with Unkelus. Unkelus says, Lolun means limvos, one night. And Rashi says, no. Rashi says, Lolun means many nights. All right, let me see what it says in the Ma'atzari. Where's the Ma'atzari? Here it is. Let's see if we have another opinion on this. Okay, Parshas Chayei Sarah. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's find it over here. Chav Gimel, Chav Hei, here it is. Chav Hei, Lolun. Okay, what does it say over here in Ma'atzari? Kisses, Chav Hei, Mokum Lolun, Chav Hei, let's see. Vamars Leil Afinu Kisa. No comment. Would you believe it? Silence. I have another sefer here. One more sefer. I found it yesterday. Here it is. The Gevalt of the sefer. Okay. Targum. Let's see what he says over here. This is the, you know what the Shari Aaron is? The Shari Aaron. I told you, I use only a handful of times, but now that I have it over here. He wrote a sefer on the whole Chumash, like 10, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 volumes. He then collected only the comments that he made on the Targum, and he made it into one sefer. Just on the Targum. Chaye Sara. Let's see if he has a comment over here on this. Perek, what perek are we over here up to? Chav Dalet. 24, 24, 25. Okay, 24 and 25. Okay. Mispoy, okay, first he goes to the word, on Rashi, we said, what does it mean, mispoy? Mispoy means, I don't know, we said it means straw. So here, Rashi over here, in the elucidated, hot off the press Rashi book, it says it means bean straw. You know what that is? No idea what that is. Okay, over here in the kiyaz over here, the comment, kisses son miloshon keses oi kiss. Lefisha gar in munach besicha klipa. Wow, that's nice. Kedar munach besicha keses oi a kiss mash enkein beshor mini tavua. Okay, so it says over here, kisses saw comes from a pillow or a pocket. Because seeds, dealing with seeds, and seeds are put in a klipa. Okay, so what is he serving? Is he serving the klipa or serving the seed? Gam teven, the straw, gam mispoy. So what's the mispoy? Is that the seed that's inside, or that's the straw? He writes, miloshan keses, a kiss, a pillow, or a pocket. Lefisha hagad in, the seeds are munach b'secha klipa. Kedav munach b'secha keses, a kiss. Mash enkein b'shoy mini tevua. Okay, I'm not really sure what he means. Gam makoim lolon, yeah?
When I saw horses.
Yeah.
When you feed horses with seeds, you put in like in a bag and over the head, and it's hanging on the head as they're eating from the bag.
So you want to say it's the bag? It's the bag. Gam teven, gam mispoy. We have the food, and we also have the kalim that are necessary to feed the animal. Fascinating. Yeah. I like that. You put this.
So the seeds you put in. Straws, they can eat from the floor, but the seeds, they put in a bag and hangs from the head.
So it's the kalim. The kalim that you need, the utensils that you need to properly feed the animal. It's not enough just to have the feed. You need a technique in how to feed the animals properly. We have it also. We have for you full service. We have for you the food, and we have for you the bags, the kiss, the pocket, the keses, the pillow, which you wrap around the head of the animal, and the animal can stick his head into it and can properly eat it and get a proper nutritious diet. Not too much, not too little. Excellent. That's good. That's good stuff.
I see in the next Central Park the horses.
How they put these pillows around their head to put the food inside. I have to write this down. This is fantastic. Now over here on the word mokom lalun, silence. Okay, no comment. Okay, but at least we got over here from, where do we get this from? Where do we see this chiddush from? The art scroll did us the toiv on this one. Okay, next. Pasuk avav, next pasuk. Vayikoyro ish, vayishtachu or Lashem. Okay, the man bowed down. Who is the ish? The ish over here is Eliezer. He bowed. And vayishtachu Lashem. Rashi, pasuk chav. Rashi, no Rashi. Rashi is silent. Targum. So here in the art scroll, they have in bold uchra, which indicates that the word uchra is not the correct, the literal translation of the word vayikoid. Targum is trying to chiddush. What's the chilik between the word chra? Good, there are two words here. Vayikoid and vayishtachu. What's the chilik? Sigid is the translation for vayishtachu, and chra is a translation for vayikoid. So let me see, there's no comment over here, there's no Rashi. Let me see what it says over here in the art scroll. He kneeled. Uchra is to kneel, which you get down on your knees. Note 27, he concurs with the view of the Talmud, Yerushalmi, the Hebrew term for kida, to kneeling. According to the Talmud, Bavli kida refers to bowing deeply at the waist until one's face reaches the floor. Okay, so that means there's a machlokes. What exactly is Kida? There's a machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I never knew that. You know that? There's a machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Okay, according to the Yerushalmi, he says here from Masechta Brachos, it means to go on your knees. And the Bavli says, you don't go on your knees, you have to go all the way down to your face has to come in contact with the ground. Now, isn't there's a mice with Levi. Okay, there's a story, I don't remember the details, but Levi, the Amora Levi, he demonstrated Kida, if I'm not mistaken. He demonstrated how to do it, and he became paralyzed. He broke his spine by demonstrating how to do Kida. And that was a very big tragedy. So, and there the way, so, I mean, so what exactly did he do? How did he, what did he do to demonstrate Kida, which caused him to break his spine? I don't know. Okay, but over here he says that according to the way we, the Bavli, means that you somehow you bend without your knees touching the ground and your face comes down to the ground. You have to be in the Olympics to do this. Ask the people in the Olympics if they can do this. If they can go and they can bow so deeply where their knees do not bend. They don't bend their knees and their face comes down to the ground. Some type of, I don't know, some very skilled technique. And it's very, very dangerous. And Levi, Rachman Lutzlan, he became paralyzed. So here he says the word vayikoid. Targum possibly is coming to tell you what he believes it means, because he says the word uchra. He says the word uchra, and not the word, verse word sigid. All right, so let me see over here what it says over here in all these other books. Let's see what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari. In the Ma'at Sari it says, let's see. Uchra, okay, Pasuk Chavav, Uchra. I'm going to read you what it says over here. Ledasa Bavli, Yesh Hevdel, Ben Kida, Kriya, V'Hishtachava. Oh, he's making it even more complicated. There are three different dargas, according to the Bavli. There's something called Kida, there's something called Kriya, and Hishtachava. Three different terms. Aval, that's how you shall me, Kida, Hainu, Kriya, Kamosha, Tirgame, Unkelis. Okay, so that's all he says. So it's very fascinating. According to the Bavli, there are three different forms of bowing. Kida, Kriya, and Hishtachava. I don't know what the difference is. Okay, you have to use your imagination to figure out what is the difference between these three different types of bowing. To be Vanachnu Koirim u'mishtachavim. Okay, there is Hishtachava, and there is Koirim, Kriya. The Bavli, but according to the Yerushalmi, there's another one called Kida, Kriya, and Hishtachava. The Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi says there's only two. There's no difference between Kida and Kriya are exactly the same. Thus, according to this, what it says here in the Ma'at Sari, there's a Chiddush, that the Targum Unkelis is taking the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Unkelis is going like the Yerushalmi by taking the word vayikoid and translating it as Kriya. He is making a statement to be take hold of the Talmud Yerushalmi and not the Bavli. Because if you follow the Bavli, you would not be permitted to translate the word vayikoid as with the word Kriya, because they're two completely separate things. The only one that says that they are identical is the Yerushalmi. So therefore, Targum is following the Shita of the Yerushalmi. That's the Chiddush. So what would you expect? You would expect Rashi to speak up and say, no, that's not the Pshat. But Rashi here is silent. And Rashi being silent, Rashi over here is coming to basically rubber stamp and accept the Shita of Unkelis, because Rashi does not let Unkelis get away with a chut hasara. And if Unkelis here is silent, Rashi is silent on the comment of Unkelis, it must be Rashi gives in to Unkelis in this case. All right, Mamasha Yomtif, where Rashi has what to argue, and he chooses not to? Mamash Mashiach is here, such a thing like this. Okay, next. Now we come to Pasuk Chof, another comment over here? No. Okay, we had a lot of chidushim already today. We learned today about mispo. I think we had today the biggest chidush I heard in a very long time. Gam teven, gam mispo is Rabbi Leizer Bachi. This is the biggest chidush in a very long time, that the word mispo means the kiss in which you put the food for the animals to eat. Not like what they say in the Welt, that there's tevin, this straw, and there's another type of straw. There's grain straw and there's bean straw. No. Misboy is the kalim. It is the object. It is the feeder. Like, yeah, for parrots, birds, people have birds in the house, they put in certain types of, even for fish. You go away, time release. Every hour, it lets out some food to feed the fish. Like in the mikveh. They have a device in the mikveh, floats around the mikveh. And this shul of Yeshua talks so loud. Chlorine. Time release, chlorine. I don't swim, so I probably have this in the pools, in the swimming pools. No, time release. You don't just come and just put the chlorine into the swimming pool. You have a device, and every hour, whatever it is, it lets out some chlorine to keep, you know, balanced. They have here in the mikveh, floating in the mikveh, a device. It lets out chlorine every so often according to the settings. The person here who built the mikveh, the guy here, you can't talk so loud over here, I don't get into trouble with anyone over here. He spent an enormous amount of money, enormous, can't even be masig, and time every day, and now he became a chemist. Mamish, you get a PhD in chemistry, he comes every day with these instruments and he checks the pH level and this level and that level, tries to explain to me if it's too much this, too much this, too much that, it's no good. He has to clean out the mikveh, he has to. Oh, such a science. I never knew there's such a science to make sure that you maintain a perfect balance of chemicals in the mikveh, that it should be healthy, it should be good. So you're saying very good over here. So you have to have, you know, after you're saying over here, very chiddush. Okay, and then we learn over here, Rabbi Mankam Mokam Lalun, the Machloikis Rashi and Unkelis, is it one night or two nights? Then we have my joke, can't forget the jokes, Ravi Manu, we have a rabbi. The chief rabbi of Aram Naharaim. Who was the Rav? Who was he? Who was the rabbi of Aram Naharaim? Rav Imanu, we have a rabbi with us. Can't forget the jokes, they're important, the jokes. There we come, Vayikoy to Ish, Vayishtach Arza. Okay, you like, you're lazy, you hear the joke. Rav Imanu, we have also. Esav has a rabbi. Esav has a rabbi. Oh, Esav's rabbi was Yeshli Rav in Lavan, and Besuel has a rabbi, Rav Imanu. I told you the joke with Cardinal Connor and Rav Moshe Sher. He also has a rabbi. Everyone has a rabbi. You have to have a rabbi. Okay. Vayoymer Baruch Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham. Pasuk. Wait a minute. How do we get over here? I thought we started from Ravi.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of why you're repeating.
Oh.
It was new because that was the last year.
Oh, that's what you were asking me. Oh, yeah. I went backwards. All right, so it's no problem. So we went back. All right, so we did a few psukim backwards. No, all right, all right. So now let's go to where we're up to. Okay, all right. So we learned some new things. No big deal. Okay, well, we did it. Let's, all right. Okay. No, everything is good. Okay, it's no problem. It's new stuff. Okay, so let's not go up to yesterday. Okay, you're up to over there, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Beis. So now we're up to Pasuk Lamed Beis. Correct?
Yes.
Lamed Beis. Vayavoyho ish habayisa vayifatach hagmalim. So the ish came into the bayis. He opened up the gemalim. Vayifatach. Pesach. Hagemalim, vayitain, and he gave teven umisper lagemalim, umayim lirchoitz raglov. So he gave, who gave? Vayitain means, I guess, Lavan gave teven umisper lagemalim, umayim lirchoitz raglov, he gave water to wash their feet. Veragli honosh masharito, and he gave also water to wash the feet of the people that were with him. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Pasuk Lamed Beis, vayifatach hitir zimum shalohem, shoyososum espiem shalo yiru bederich. B'derech b'sadeis achedim. Seif avtach means he opened up their muzzle. The animals were muzzled in order not to permit them to eat from the food that they don't that's not theirs. It's a very famous question. The question is that if the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoir would not eat from produce that was illegal, that was not his, so how then did the camels of Avraham Avinu? Why do they need a muzzle? Why do they need a muzzle? They're not going to eat. These camels have been trained by the best. Okay, you train the camels that they grew up in the home of Aaron Avinu. There were malachim present there all the time. How is it shaykh, a camel from the home of Aaron Avinu, would eat from food that's not his? Why do you need a camel? Why do you need a muzzle for? If the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyer was makbid on kashrus, and I don't remember the whole story of the end of Gemara, all these things. So why? We said a message. Who is this from? Oh, from Mordechai. Mordechai sent me a message. Mordechai, the Rebbetzin, the old Rebbetzin, passed away. Rabbi Greenberg. Remember Rabbi Greenberg? Rabbi Greenberg was the rabbi of this shul. He was the founding rabbi of the Young Israel of Midwood. He was there.
Somebody
he was the rabbi.
Pointed the chair next to the Heichal and said, that's who passed away.
His wife. So he died 3 years ago. He died during COVID. He died like 3 years ago. He was not a young man. Not a young man at all. He died during COVID. And his wife passed away yesterday. She must have been in her 90s. She was lucid to the very, very end. So it was the founding rabbi's wife who passed away.
You knew him well, of course.
No, I did not know him well. No, I knew him very little. No, the new rabbi, Rabbi Shulman, has been the rabbi of the shul already for probably at least 20 years. The new rabbi here has been the rabbi for at least 20 years, and the Rabbi Shulman, the old rabbi, he passed away about two, three years ago. He was a zaken, and yesterday his wife passed away. Okay, let's go further. So over here, so what's the old age-old question is, why was it necessary to open up the, why was it necessary to open the muzzle, to wear a muzzle, when the pin, so the answer is a good question. One is marisayin, enochinami. The camels would never touch anything that was not theirs. But the people don't know that. People, they look at the camels, they don't know. So it'll be a chil Hashem. They see the camels of Avraham Avinu, they're walking around without muzzles. They don't know. They don't know that they're trained not to eat anything that's not theirs. So it would be marisayin. So in order not to be marisayin, so they when they put on muzzles. Okay, that's Rashi. What does it say over here in the Targum Pasuk Lamed Beis? Let's see the Targum Pasuk Lamed Beis. What does he say over here? Pasuk Vayavo Ish HaBayisav. Okay. So over here it says the Al he entered, Gavra the man Levesa Ushira. Gamlaya, he opened up the word Vayifatach means shiras to open the Gamlaya, the camels. Vihav Tivna, and he gave them straw. Vichisasa, and the chisasa with the mispo like ligmalia. Umaya water leascha to wash. The word leascha means to wash raglohi. Viragli guvraya di ime that was with him. Okay, there was nothing here in bold. In the art scroll. So the art scroll has made a statement that there's nothing here that needs to be discussed. Let's see if the Ma'at Sari has something to say about this. The Ma'at Sari, Pasuk Lamed Beis, he says, Ushara min gim gamalaya, Kavanasa loshen heter, Kamashikos of Rashi, Hitter Zamam Shalom the Muzzles, Oyashidu Hamar Das Mehem. Okay, so he says that we have another Mefarish that not like Rashi. Rashi says, he took off their muzzle. Over here in the Sefer, he says that some of the Mefarshim mean he took off their blankets, their saddle, the mardas. The camels were wearing saddles, and the saddles were tied, and these now were untied off their back. So maybe you want to make a diak. It could very well be, you know, this over here, you have to read between the lines. You have to be a baki mumcha in unkelis. Maybe the word shira, if Rashi is coming to make this comment, maybe Rashi is coming to disagree with the unkelus. I don't know if you can say that. We have to analyze every single time you find these concepts in unkelus. And maybe the word ushira, I'm making up a machloikas now that doesn't exist. I'm looking to make a machloikas that doesn't exist. Maybe when the word shira is a term that is used exclusively in reference to a saddle. And if you want to talk about opening up a muzzle, then there's a different word, there's a different Aramaic word that would indicate you're dealing with a muzzle. We have to study all the words. If that would be correct, then we would understand why Rashi, assuming he's coming to comment on Uncleus, is making the statement, it's not like what Uncleus said, that Eliezer took off the saddle. He untied the saddle on the donkey. No, that's not correct. He untied the muzzle on their mouth. Okay, but that's a very, very, very shooting, you know, in the middle of nowhere to make such an accusation and to try to suggest that Rashi and Uncleus disagree as to what was untied. Because you always have to ask yourself the question, why is Rashi making this comment? Why? Why is he making this comment? And the first and the premise that we learn over here is he's coming to comment on Uncleus. He sees something in Uncleus that's bothering him. Either he wants to support Uncleus or he wants to disagree with Uncleus. And if there is such a mahalach in the Mefarshim that the object that was now being untied, vayefatach es hagemalim, means he untied their saddle, then we would understand why Rashi would come along and say, no. He was not untying the saddle, he was untying the muzzle. But this needs to be proven that there would be such a point of disagreement. All right. Then he goes on to say, Wow. Okay, for example, why is Chodesh Tishrei called Chodesh Tishrei? So simply, it's a Babylonian term. I mean, I think all the months that we know, they came from Bavel, and some of them really allude to Avodah Zarah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, you worship the sun. Monday, you worship the moon. Tuesday, you worship. These are all terms. These are all the etymology of these words all allude to forms of idolatry. Same thing when they came from Bavel. They brought back from Bavel months, the name of the months, and the names of the months were secular terms which alluded to no good things. However, Chazal took these terms and saw in these terms a hashkocha pratis, that they allude to spiritual concepts. It's not just an accident that Bavel, the Goyim, called Tishrei, Cheshvan, Nisan. It wasn't an accident, even though it seems it was. I mean, who cares what the Goyim do? They lived a different type of life, and they were able to see the Hashkacha Pratis that Tishrei is called Tishrei. Why is Tishrei then called Tishrei? What is the allusion? This Aramaic word, Sherei, to loosen, to remove. What happens in Chodesh Tishrei? Our sins are untied from our neshama. Every time we do an avera, we make a kesher shel kayama with an avera. We have a sin, and the sin becomes part of our, like a saddle. It weighs down on us. Every time a person does an avera, he is putting upon himself, he's weighing himself down with baggage. It comes Chodesh Tishrei, and you do teshuvah, aser simei teshuvah, shirei. It is this word, vayefatach. The pasuk vayefatach es hagemalim. Vayefatach, Eliezer, he untied the gemalim. And what is the targum for the word vayefatach? Usherei. Usherei is the shoresh of Tishrei, to untie. So what do we untie during the chodesh of Tishrei? Averis. So here, Eliezer, he's coming to untie a burden. What's the burden? What's the burden? So that's the machloikis. Either it's a saddle, that's a burden, or the muzzle, that's a burden. Okay, so that's a very, you know, this is a very good, he says, Al Shem, V'nikra Chodesh Tishrei, you don't have this, Al Shem Tishrei, Tashrei, to untie, the Tishbaik, to abandon, L'chol Chatosenu. I am Asher Kosav L'El. Okay, very interesting. Okay, that was Kedai just for that. Next, La Ascha of food. No. I'm sorry. Rechitza. He gave them water to wash their feet. What's the word for washing? Le'as cho'o. L'shon rechitza. L'shon soche. Okay, I'm not familiar with that word. Soche. It means to. Okay. Now, let me take a quick look over here at our third sefer. If he has a comment on this pasuk lamed beis. Let's see what it says over here. Pasuk lamed beis. Okay, vayivach ish habaisa, vayivach hasagmalim ushra min gamlaya, kein hu anusach b'chumashim b'diyakim, ushra min gamlaya. What is it saying over here? Think of it, there's a machlok, what the correct targum is. Lamed beis, it says over here, ushra, what's the problem over here? Min Gam laya. Okay, I don't see any difference over here. Fine. And what does he say over here? Perusha cholatz v'shalaf min agmalim. Shal ne'olecha mi'al raglecha. He has the same word. Shal ne'olecha. The targum over there says, remove your shoes. Shal. Slip them off. And there the targum will use the same exact translation. Sherei. Chalama cholatz v'shalaf b'chem es ha'chavolim ha'ritzuiz v'notel es ha'kar melim. Oh. So Itaka says the other one, v'chein ha'zamam, okay, that's machlokes. B'rev samagirsa ushura gemalaya, v'hitra gemal meinu mechuvar, ushura gamlaya? What's this thing over here? I don't know what he's saying over here. Oh, there's a min. Then mechuvar ki loicha yoyos, surim fine. Radak, v'ashrei yos gamlaya, mefarish inyin ha'tara, because of oy devshar duhu gamkin inyin psicha. That's okay. That's saying okay. Nothing. All right. So maybe just one quick pasuk. Let's read the pasuk. One more pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. One more quick pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayusam lefanav lechol vayemelo yochal ad im dibarti devaroy vayemadaber. So he put in front of them food to eat, and Eliezer says lo yochal. I will not eat. Ad im dibarti devaroy until I say my words. Vayoymer daber. This saved his life. This act of not eating saved his life because they put before him poison. They wanted to kill him and steal all his money. And because he said, I'm not going to eat until I say my piece, in the meantime, the food got mixed up and his portion went to Besuel. Besuel ate it and Besuel died. So because he hesitated, he did not immediately eat. You know, you don't have to be from the Asar Rishonim. Whenever you come to a place and you know there's something new, it's not a mitzvah to be from the Asar Rishonim. So this saved his life. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ad Im Dibarti, Harei Im Meshamesh B'loshen Asher. Ad Asher Dibarti, B'loshen Ki Kumoi, Ad Ki Yov HaShiloi, Zehu Sha'omru, Chazal Ki Meshamesh B'dal Lashonis V'echad I, V'hu Im. Im. So it means over here, Asher. Okay, so think over here, im means ad im. Im means here, im over here means e, which means really over here, it says e and ash, it means ad, asher, until I, let me see how it translates in the art scroll. All right, this is going to take some time over here. We're out of time over here already. I'm going to keep you. Let me just see if we have anything very quick, anything we can hop around over here very quick in this pasuk over here. In the Targum, Vayusam, okay, there's a lot of stuff over here. There is stuff. Vishavihu, we have to do this tomorrow because there's a lot of this water talk about over here. All right, Ablaza, thank you very, very much for coming to learn with me. Mr. and Ms. Glatter, thank you for coming. Mordechai Mizrahi, thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. All the best to all of you. Sayagazant.
Bye.
Sayagazant.